Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the most exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear children, the story we covered last time was titled The Effects of Tawbah, and it was about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who missed his salat, the Hajj salat, and he cried so much, and because of that Allah raised his standards, Allah raised his and elevated his stages, and Shaitan came to wake him up. So it was the importance of making tawbah. For any big sin that we commit, we immediately make tawbah to Allah and ask Allah to forgive us. Today's story is titled Guess. In a village not far from the city, there was a couple who had a bit of a tiff. Their quarrel had barely been finished when they received some guests. The husband welcomed them and told them to sit, whilst he told his wife that a certain family had arrived and that she should prepare a meal. She was angry. She told him that the food is for him and not for the guest. He was now very concerned because their quarrel was a personal affair, and if the guests were to discover it, unnecessary stories would start floating around. He therefore kept silent and came to sit with his guests. While sitting, the husband thought of a great idea. He thought to himself that since his wife is not going to cook, he will approach the neighbors, who are very accommodating people, and ask them to prepare a meal for the guest. He went to these neighbors and told them that his wife is not feeling well. How could he tell them that her mood is ugly? So he asked them if they could prepare a meal for his guest. They readily agreed and asked him how many people they should prepare for. He returned home satisfied that at least his guest will have a meal and his honor will be safeguarded. After a short while, the guest asked for some cold water. He went to fetch the water when he saw that his wife was crying bitterly. He thought to himself, this tigress and her tears? He asked what the problem was. She started crying even more than before and said, you should please forgive me. The husband realized that something must have come up for this turn of events. He asked her to tell him why exactly she was crying. She asked him to first forgive her and then she will relate him the reason for her tears. He then told her that he has removed all ill feelings from his heart relating to their argument and forgiven her. She said, when you came to me and told me that guests have arrived and that I should prepare a meal for them, I told you that the food is for you and not for your guest. And then you went away. I then realized that our argument is between ourselves and that the guest is family also. And it is inappropriate, inappropriate that we let others in on our differences. So I decided to go and prepare a meal. When I went to the kitchen, I noticed that a white-clad person was taking out some flour from our flour cupboard. I looked at this and was dumbfounded. This person then told me, oh lady, do not be concerned. This share was your guest, which was mixed in your own. But now since your neighbors will be cooking the meal for the guest, I am taking this portion over there. The guests come later, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends their food first. Friends, from this incident, we learn two lessons. Firstly, that we should at all costs avoid arguing and fighting amongst each other, because this leads us to be deprived of many good deeds. Secondly, that we should never deem guests a burden. In fact, that home which entertains guests has blessings and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear children, it is very important that we should always refrain ourselves from fighting and bickering and arguing in the homes. And also that when we get guests, we are happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing blessings to us in our homes through the guests. Remember, the food of the guests is already being given to us for our guests. So we should always have a big heart, a large heart, and look forward to welcoming guests to come to our homes and help our mom and dad. When guests come, we go in the kitchen, we ask mom what is it that we need to take. Take it in the trays, in the plates, whatever it may be, whether it's refreshments, whether it's tea, drink, fruit. We should always be kind and caring to our guests and make sure that the guests feel comfortable and guests are happy when they come to our house. Because remember, guests bring a lot of blessings with them when they come to our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding and the ability to act upon what has been heard and said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true generosity in our hearts and the willingness in our hearts to make sure when we get guests in our house, we are always happy to serve them, look after them and entertain them, and that we avoid having bickering and arguing in our homes. Ameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.